Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
First at 4:30, breaking news in Clayton. A search is underway after gunshots erupt near townhomes. What we're learning about the early morning investigation.
And UNC students will not return back to the classroom today. Instead, they're being asked to focus on their mental health. I'll explain the events happening on campus today and a vigil that will take place in honor of the professor who was shot and killed a week ago.
And it's going to be an awfully hot one today. Look at this. Triple digits for almost everybody. I'll show you how many days in a row we'll see this heat.
Plus, Durham's first new high school to be built in 30 years is ready to welcome students. Opening day is here for Northern High School after delays. What the new site offers and what areas still need final approval.
There might be some Duke students late or even absent from class today after celebrating the football team's historic upset over Clemson. We have a look at all the action from last night's season opener. It ended late in shocking fashion and a great way to wake up this morning, late for class or not. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday, which feels like a Monday, a four-day work week for a lot of folks, and a four-day school week as well. Let's welcome back meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner as well to this record heat.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Labor Day, of course, the unofficial end of summer. Certainly, summer did not get the message. It is 72 right now, and our dew point is 70 degrees. So we're looking at much hotter than normal temperatures for today and for the next couple of days. It's not just going to be a one-day thing. We finally, by the weekend, get into a little bit of a cooler pattern. It's a cooler 64 in Roxborough, but everybody else is seeing temperatures in the low to mid 70s this morning. 74 Southern Pines, 71 Goldsboro, 73 Rocky Mount, 75 in Fayetteville. And here's our hour by hour forecast. We'll keep it in the 70s up until around 10 a.m., but at lunchtime, it's already 90 degrees, and our normal highs are into the 80s at this point, looking at temperatures climbing up to, again, around 100 for our high this afternoon. We're going to talk about what it will feel like with the heat index and how many days in a row the heat sticks around, coming up.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Clayton, where police are looking for who shot someone behind these townhomes on Athletic Club Boulevard. It happened just after midnight. Police tell me the person who was shot was taken to Wake Med. I'm working to find out the extent of their injuries. I'm also working to find out how this car is a part of this investigation. Police towed it away from the scene just after 2:30 a.m. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. Brett Neese, WRAL News, Clayton.
Today, the UNC campus will pause to promote well-being. It's an opportunity for rest and recovery that has additional significance after last week's shooting on campus. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at UNC this morning, and the chancellor is asking students and staff basically just to look after one another. Right, Laura?
Absolutely, Jeff. Good morning. And you know what? It's 4:30 a.m. And when we got here, we already saw someone stop here at the bell tower where that growing memorial is to kind of just take in the moment where many people have come to remember Professor Yan. Now, today is a well-being day, something that was already on the schedule here at UNC. But of course, with that shooting that happened a week ago, of course, bringing in more significance. Now, previously referred to as wellness days, these days, again, were first introduced in 2020 at UNC to combat the effects that the COVID-19 pandemic and remote learning had on students. The university says these days allow the campus to have a break from coursework to focus on mental health and overall wellness. This comes a week after the shooting of Dr. ZJ Yan, who was an accomplished scientist, beloved colleague, and devoted father. Today, the Chinese American Friends Association of North Carolina and North Carolina Asian Americans Together are hosting a candlelight vigil to honor his legacy and support the UNC and NC Asian American communities. That vigil will take place at the Cary Art Center from 7:45 to 9 o'clock tonight. And of course, for students or anyone in the community that needs that additional mental health support, several resources are available on unc.edu, and we have links on WRAL.com. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
There are still a lot of questions this morning surrounding a death on NC State's campus. The university would not confirm if it involves a student, but we're told it happened at Sullivan Residence Hall yesterday afternoon. Students on campus say they had very limited information on what happened. Just this semester, NC State added 50 counselors, ensuring that at least one counselor is available in each of the 11 colleges. The university has also provided wellness days in the past so students can take a break. We found students appreciate those efforts by the university.
In stating that they care and they're like taking precautions to make sure that everybody's well-being is taken care of.
Some students are wondering if this recent death was a suicide. Last year, the school says it responded to 7 apparent suicides involving students. However, investigators have not released any information about the cause of yesterday's incident. If you or anyone you know is having thoughts of suicide or going through a crisis, there is a 24-hour lifeline staffed and ready to help. Just dial 988.
It is a night Duke football fans will remember for a long time. Fans stormed the field at Wallace Wade Stadium last night after the Blue Devils pulled off a huge upset in their season opener. Duke hosted 9th-ranked Clemson and beat the Tigers handily 28-7. That result sent the Blue Devils faithful into a frenzy. It is Duke's first win over a top 10 team since 1989. It was also a win over Clemson at home back then. The Blue Devils will look to continue their hot start to the season. Saturday night, they host Lafayette.
We're just hours away from more than 1,300 students filling the halls of Durham's new Northern High School. Doors officially opened this morning after delays. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from the new campus. Kelsey, what can students and teachers expect as they kick off the new school year?
Well, Renee, good morning. The new Northern High School will open its doors to students for the first time in just a few hours. And like you mentioned, more than 1,300 students will be coming here for school this morning. Now, this school comes with more than a $96 million price tag. It features new facilities, including an 800-seat auditorium and 1,500-seat football stadium. The auditorium and athletic fields are under inspection for permits right now, so they're still off limits. But the school was supposed to open on the first day of the traditional school calendar year, but experienced delays after that storm hit Durham last month, and classes will begin this morning at 9:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
Big day for the Duke Graduate Student Union. They plan to rally to invite Duke leaders to the bargaining table. The group voted to unionize a couple months back, and the union plans to fight for several things to have in writing, including protections for international student grads and quality of life guarantees for union members. The Duke Graduate Student Union is the first recognized graduate student union at a private university in the South.
New development could be coming to the area around Roanoke Park in Raleigh's Five Points neighborhood. The city is considering rezoning about an acre of property just south of the park to allow for mixed-use development. That would include buildings up to 4 stories and up to 48 multifamily housing units. City Council plans to vote on the proposal at its meeting this afternoon.
This morning, people opposed to building a casino in their community will head to the legislative building to express their concerns. It'll be today at 11 a.m. The Rockingham County Commissioners voted to rezone a large piece of land to make way for a casino. Hundreds of people showed up to that meeting to voice their disapproval. The land is next to a camp for children with disabilities called Camp Carefree. Whether the land will become home to a casino depends on state lawmakers reaching a deal to allow casinos on non-tribal land. Casinos are also proposed in Nash and Anson counties.
Crime concerns along Raleigh's popular Glenwood South. Up next, a shocking video that was captured over the weekend as gunshots rang out.
Plus, for the first time in 33 years, Duke beats a top-ranked football team in the country. And Pat Welter and Casey Hintz give us a closer look at last night's big win and what this means for the rest of the season.
And here's a live look at Clinton. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking the chances for record high temperatures today for this time of year.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. We're taking a live look at Sanford. Skies are clear, but it is going to be unseasonably hot for the next couple of days. It's going to feel like some of those temperatures that we saw in July and August. Heading out the door right now, most of us are seeing temperatures in the low to mid 70s. It's 74 in Southern Pine, 70 in Irwin, 73 in Rocky Mount. There are a couple of spots still in the 60s, 69 in Tarboro, and 68 degrees in Lewisburg. If you're headed out for exercise today, today's one of those days you really want to do it early. Temperatures will be in the 70s up until 10 a.m., but we do hit 90 by lunchtime. A lot of folks like to get out, you know, in the evening after work. At 5 o'clock, it'll still be 96 and feeling like the mid-90s, probably until close to sunset. I'll show you when these temperatures should drop a bit coming up.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, I'm following reports of a massive warehouse fire. This is happening in Queens, New York right now. This is burning right now. The fire started late last night at a New York City Department of Transportation building that is right next to Citi Field. We're learning that the fire started on the roof. Right now, there are about 150 fire and EMS workers on the scene. There are some concerns there may be hazardous materials inside this building, so residents in the area are being told to keep their windows shut. So far, no injuries have been reported, but this fire started last night and is still burning right now.
Increased crime in Glenwood South has neighbors on edge. Listen to this video from a home security camera in Forest Park. Those are gunshots, at least 8 gunshots firing off early Sunday morning. People who live nearby say this is a sound that they are becoming all too familiar with. Raleigh police have had extra patrols there and closed down much of Glenwood Avenue on busy nights. But neighbors hearing those gunshots say more needs to be done.
I'm all for economic development in Glenwood South. I just wish there was something somebody could think of to do to stop these people with guns from doing it again.
In the past 30 days, there have been 12 assaults, 17 weapons violations, and 18 drug complaints in the area. That includes the death of restaurant manager David Millett.
First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. That's according to the White House. They say she's experiencing mild symptoms while President Biden has tested negative.
This morning, doctors and teachers are bracing for a possible back-to-school COVID surge. Respiratory illnesses tend to pick up when students congregate indoors for the start of the traditional school year. COVID-19 cases were already on the rise when students returned last week.
We have new variants out there that are more transmissible. We have more people who are kind of fed up and fatigued with public health precautions, wearing masks, being careful indoors, staying home when you're sick, that sort of thing. And back to school.
The school systems are relying on guidance from health officials, and they say they're not monitoring the virus as closely as they once were. State health officials also say they don't expect a return to remote learning because the state is now better prepared to deal with outbreaks.
Happening today, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers are hoping to get a win on and off the field during its third annual Strikeout Suicide Night. The goal is to raise awareness about mental health. Several organizations will be on the concourse to offer fans resources and information. There will also be a display of 22 pairs of boots at the front gates to represent the 22 veterans who die by suicide each day. The Woodpeckers will take the field in their specialty military jerseys as they play the Charleston River Dogs. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. If you or anyone you know is having thoughts of suicide or going through a crisis, there is a 24-hour lifeline staffed and ready to help. Just dial 988.
Duke football pulled a huge upset in its season opener last night against Clemson. It was certainly a night to remember with fans storming the field in the end. WRL's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz were there.
For the first time in 33 years, Duke beats an AP top 10 team, upsetting number 9 Clemson 28-7.
Hey, Pop!
Student section fans alike storming the field here at Wallace Wade Stadium. Pat, it also comes on the night when Steve Spurrier himself, the last head coach to lead Duke to a ranked win, along with some of his former players from that 1989 team. Oh boy, they were in the house.
History is obviously going to show this is a massive upset, which it is. But if you watch the game, there's nothing lucky or fluky about it. Duke actually lost the turnover battle in the first half, but at halftime, Mike Elko told the team, if they just execute, they can win.
People have a really hard time understanding that a group of kids can really come together and work extremely hard and change who they are and change what they're all about. And that's what these kids have done.
For the whole fans and all the fan base to, you know, support us, storm the field, I mean, it's something we've never experienced before as players.
Riley said, God is good, and so is our defense. And we spoke to a defensive lineman, Dwayne Carter. Boy, he's been here a long time. He said it was worth the wait. But, you know, they're not happy because they proved people wrong. They're happy that they proved themselves right.
I kind of thought Mike Elko might challenge us to believe like Deion Sanders did over the weekend, but he moved right past that question I asked him. Seemed like a guy that was ready to get out of there. He's 2 days behind, has to prepare for Lafayette on Saturday. For Casey Hintz, I'm Pat Welter. Back to you guys.
Week two, now no letdown after the biggest upset in the first week of college football, it appeared. That was unbelievable to see last night. Good stuff. Elizabeth Gardner's in the WRI Severe Weather Center as we get our Tuesday rolling along here. The heat ratchets up again.
No good stuff over here to talk about. Here's a live look at downtown Durham. Skies are clear. We will be rain-free for the next few days. But, of course, now we've been, you know, 5-6 days without seeing very much rain. So we're definitely going to be needing to see some of that. 72 is our temperature and our dew points up at 70. So dew points in the 70s feel especially sticky. It's just, you know, a continuation of what we saw for a lot of July and August. We'll see temperatures climbing up to around 90 degrees by lunchtime. Clear skies. Get out and enjoy these 70s while we have it. It will be a clear day today. This is a look at the top of the tower, all lit up in blue for the clear skies that we'll end up seeing today. We check out temperatures as you're stepping out the door. It is 64 in Roxboro, but temperatures are in the low to mid 70s elsewhere. Looking at 74 in Southern Pines, 71 Goldsboro, 73 in Rocky Mount. So it's a sticky start out there this morning. Looking at 100 across the board, Raleigh, Durham, Fayetteville, pretty much everybody going to end up at around triple digits. And that is very close to, actually, it's above the record for it today at RDU at 97. That was the record set back in 1954. So we're looking at pretty easily breaking it today with that 100. Same thing in Fayetteville. The record's 99. So we'll likely either tie it or break it. So looking at record-breaking heat today. Look at that. Our normal high is 86. We are looking at 100 for tomorrow. And then our temperatures drop nicely for the weekend. We're back into the 80s, much closer to normal. So we're looking at 3 or 4 days of this heat. And the humidity is with us, too. You can do the green shaded areas. Everywhere that it is showing up in green, it's really, really sticky. Now, we do have a cold front that comes in. That cold front's going to deliver some cooler temperatures, but it's going to stall over us. And the humidity is going to stick around into the weekend, even though our temperatures will drop. Here's a look at our muggy meter, looking at 69 today, 68 tomorrow, 70s then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as that front stalls over us. So we'll continue to have a heat index, especially the next couple of days. 103 today, 104 Wednesday, 100 Thursday. That doesn't quite get us to a heat advisory, but still, with the kind of heat that we're going to see the next few days, you really do want to take it easy as you're heading outside. We finally see highs in the 80s. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we're back to a better chance of some scattered thunderstorms. And of course, even though we saw a big hurricane last week, we're looking at some more development in the tropics potentially this week. I'll show you coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. A couple rushing to escape the Maui wildfires noticed something that made them stop the car on the way out. How the selfless act that could have cost their lives might have saved a whole block. An act of heroism in Maui, all captured on video. Jessica and Stephen Pickering knew their time was precious, leaving Lahaina with smoke in their rearview mirror. Along the way, they spot a flash of fire in the bushes.
Stephen, we're gonna get stuck. Come on!
Stephen jumped from the car to put out the flames, threatening a complete stranger's house. The couple knew the stop could have cost them their lives, but their actions may have saved an entire block. Later, Drew Smith saw the video on social media and recognized something familiar.
Honey, come in here. Look at this. There's a guy saving the house. I said, oh my God, it's our neighborhood. And then we started looking. We're like, this is our house.
Smith says he is putting the Pickerings in his will. Just what a selfless act there.
Of all the things that are not left recognizable on that island, it's amazing. And somebody had, you know, just the courage, first of all, and the care to stop and do that. It's pretty good stuff.
Just even a few moments there, and just to put that fire out, did a lot of good.
All the difference. Parents, you will want to hear this. Tens of thousands of high chairs are under recall because of a fall hazard. The warning is for these Tomy brand chairs. The bolts used to secure the seat to the base can become loose and allow the seat to detach. There have been at least 11 injuries. Tomy's website says the chairs were sold at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Toys R Us, Walmart, and Amazon.
In Johnson County, Smithfield may join the list of towns and cities with social districts. The proposal would include three blocks on Market Street and a block to either side. It would operate from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m., 7 days a week. The proposal is expected to come up for a vote at today's town council meeting. Next at 5, we're staying on top of breaking news in Clayton. What investigators are revealing about an early morning shooting near some townhomes.
Plus, why almost 250,000 pounds of frozen chicken strips are being pulled from store shelves.
And an extensive search continues for nearly a week for an escaped inmate in Pennsylvania. What the convicted killer is accused of doing when he was spotted in someone's home.